Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Subscribe to the Hit That Line Podcast Network.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
I'm always high on the hogs, guys. I'm high. Well, I'm not high right now, but my day is young.
My odometer's way up there. I'm that 2018 that's already got 130,000 miles on it.
The Razorbacks rush across the field to get that boot.
Tommy, Chuck, and Ty, you guys are the gold standards of sports talk radio.
He bleeds to Arkansas.
Ty's got good hair.
Seems like the further south you go right now, Chuck, or, you know, normally we think about the worst weather's north of the tunnel. Right now it seems to be south and maybe east towards Ozark and towards your old stomping grounds headed towards Clarksville.
You know, I heard them talking over the weekend, and they kept saying that Franklin County and Johnson County and Pope County and Newton County, that area was going to get it worse than anybody, and I'm thinking, well, it's going to be colder in northwest Arkansas. How can it be that way? But that's really not what's going on right now. It's colder in the River Valley than it is up here, which is generally opposite of the way it is. So sounds like the worst of the stuff right now is south of the tunnel, but now it's not smooth sailing in northwest Arkansas right now, but it does sound like, I saw they had a wreck on I-40 around Ozark. You guys probably talked about that, but you know, it does look like, kind of strangely, you know, the southern part of the area is what's getting the worst of it right now.
There's a wreck in Washington County near Exit 60 as well. So got
okay.
a couple this morning that we'll keep you updated on if there continues to be so. And Tommy kind of suggested earlier it's going to get worse before it gets better, unfortunately. Like, again, it wasn't an issue when I was driving at work at around 4 o'clock this morning, but it's going to pick up during the day.
If we get snow, which that's, you know, when I looked at it before we hit the air, we're supposed to start getting a layer of snow. That'll help. You know, right now it's just, I was easing into the parking lot here at the studio a little while ago, Chuck, and, you know, the steering wheel didn't turn the car. I mean, it just, I, you know, as I was tapping on the brakes, it just didn't want to go where it's supposed to go. So just be careful. I mean, you can get to where you need to get, but, you know, if you don't have to, don't.
I think that's probably the way to go. But, yeah, it's just kind of right on that line. It's just right on that line where you're right around freezing, maybe a little bit above, maybe a little bit below. And sometimes when you realize it's there, it's too late.
Well, ice is clearly worse than snow. So, yeah. I mean, now we don't have any snow out there to give you any traction at all.
Who calls into work later today? Derek, DQ, Zach, or all three?
Sounds like by the afternoon, the temperatures are going to be up a little bit. It might be okay for a while. I don't know.
Out of excuses by this afternoon.
Yeah. 3 o'clock, you don't have much excuse.
They don't have
2 o'clock.
To say.
Well,
if we can do it, they can do it.
That's the mentality hopefully they have. Well, Arkansas's offensive game was, I guess, snowed in, iced in, whatever you want to call it, on Saturday. It really started with Tremont Mark, who has been the catalyst at times for this Razorback basketball team offensively. He ended up shooting 6 for 13, was not bad. But first half, he just couldn't get anything going. Musk got asked about that after the game, and he spoke to the fact that apparently he's a pretty good defender that was guarding him.
I think 55 is a really good defender. I really do. I think he's got really good size. I think he understands spacing. I thought he probably defended individually as well as anybody that we faced. Super solid, really smart, high basketball IQ. I think he's one of the better guards in our league and probably not nearly talked enough about.
So Mark, 1 for 5, 2 points in the first half, didn't score for like the first 16 minutes. And with him being off, you were hoping someone else would step up, but they just didn't. Guys, there's a bunch of things that are concerning with this basketball team, but I think this is like the third or fourth time that they've shot under 40% against the conference opponent. I mean, we can speak to the defense, which was anything but there on Saturday, but they're the worst team in the league right now in offensive efficiency as well.
Well, and that's why part of the reason they're 1-4. They're just not doing much very well right now. I mean, you can point to pretty much every statistical category and see where they are lacking. And that's not piling on. It's just, you know, you just look at the numbers. The offensive inefficiency is not there. And it seems like every time a play needs to be made, the other guys are making it. And when you're in a bad streak, that tends to be how it goes.
And Mark, I would say, is a guy that a lot of other coaches in this league would be a fan of. And I thought preseason, Trevin Brazil, based on some of the accolades and stuff, but he ends his game with just 3 points, only takes 1 of 3 shots. There's just not a lot of players, unfortunately, on this team that other coaches would love to have. And Mark is probably the exception to that rule. But I thought heading into this season that we were going to see some guys that were going to be coveted across the board in this conference, and that has not played out like I thought it would.
Well, I think when we talk about them, lots of times we are waiting for an individual, you know, to step forward. And I'm going to tell you, I think that's part of the issue right now. I think there's too much that word individual or the singular person is being discussed too much. I think that's, and I'm not saying anybody's out of line saying, well, somebody's got to step up. I'm not saying that's incorrect. My point is I don't think there's been a team aspect, at least to the degree that you have to win games. I do see players, and Mark's one of them, from time to time, trying to take the team on their shoulders. Mark's been the one that's done it the most lately. We've seen other guys from time to time try to do it too. But there's never been the elevation of the team as a result of that. That individual, the others don't follow, or he doesn't bring everybody with him, if you want to look at it from that perspective. That to me has been what's missing all year long, is the team aspect to this, being, you know, the sum being greater than the parts. And I just don't see that. And they've still got time to get there, but they're about to begin to run out of time. Yeah. And the numbers are not going to be there. You're just going to run out of time to put together the kind of numbers you have to get to that point. I still think that they can do that, but I'm just not sure at what point it's going to happen. And we've not seen it consistently yet.
Yeah, you know, if the guys don't enjoy or want to play together consistently, I don't know how more time's going to fix that. I mean, because that's the appearance from the outside looking in. And, you know, you're a lot closer to it. But I hear more people say that because that's the way it appears. Sometimes perceptions are reality. Sometimes they're not. But it just appears this is, you know, a dozen guys that just don't really enjoy the time together.
See, I don't agree with that, and I'll tell you why. I think there is a lack of team chemistry. There's no question about that. When they're on the floor together, there is a lack of team chemistry. But I don't think it's from guys not enjoying being together. I don't think it's from guys not enjoying playing together. I understand that appearance, and I understand why somebody would think that. But I don't think that's what's going on. I just don't think there's team chemistry. For whatever reason, these guys have not bonded as a team on the floor. But I don't think it's because they don't like each other. I know that's become a common refrain. And I understand. From the outside looking in, I understand why people would think that. But I can just tell you that that's really not the issue right now.
Well, I think winning helps you like someone as a team.
Well, that's a good point right there's there. No you question. Like each other better when you're winning.
And I could be wrong, but I don't remember us having these concerns. We did a little bit last year, but 2 years ago and the year before when they were going on those like 12 of 13 win streaks and stuff like that. I mean, it was insane. They just kept winning games. It's like, man, this team loves each other. But what happens a lot of is when a team loses, and the new thing to point to is, well, it's NIL issues. Well, there's not NIL issues in Knoxville. There's not NIL issues in Lexington. There's not NIL issues in Auburn, or at least that are public. But what people point to nowadays, and that's a common thought that's been used for since the dawn of sports. But now it's, well, there's NIL issues. That's what
locker room jealousy.
I had. Yeah. It was amazing of how many guys that, again, 40, 50 plus years old that I was talking to over the course of this weekend and last week that said, I think it's an NIL issue. That was just their first set because it's just that's what people point to nowadays.
But why isn't it a bigger problem elsewhere? It's not like Arkansas is the only one with NIL or a disparity in the locker room. So, I mean, I think everyone's searching for an answer, and it's because there's talent. Guys, you look out there and you see players that are athletically gifted that should be able to, you know, put this team in the top third of this league or certainly in the top half. It's not a talent. You know, you're not void of talent. It just you can't seem. I keep coming back to an analogy. It's like someone took three different jigsaw puzzles and put it all together in one box, and this is damn near impossible to solve.
Chuck, you mentioned the team aspect, and I thought you made a good point. So I just started jotting down players that I felt like the last 3 years cared more about the team than their own individual stats. And in some cases, their stats went down from the year before. Justin Smith and Jalen Tate were kind of the two guys I felt like on the team 3 years ago. Audis Tony and Trey Wade, both whose numbers went down from Wichita State and Pitt, but they're a huge part of that Elite Eight run. And then last year's two freshmen, really, and Jordan Walsh and Anthony Black. Jordan always playing, again, a lot of times one of the best offensive players, getting rebounds, doing the dirty work. And AB, I know he was one of the stars between him and Ricky of that team, but he was about assist. He was about playing through pain. And I just don't know if you necessarily look at this team right now and say, those are team guys right there.
Well, you know, I look at the way South Carolina scored, for example, on Saturday. The number of assists. I think they had 10 assists on their first 12 baskets, if I'm not mistaken. They finished with 20 assists on 28 made baskets. You know, every year you have a new term, a new word. Connected is the word this year. Golly, I've heard more people say the word connected this year than any year in the history of basketball. But at any rate, they were connected on offense, you know, to fall into that, you know, the trap of that word. When you've got 20 assists on 28 made baskets, you're playing as a team, man. I mean, you really are. And, you know, if you've got a guy who can defend the way Cooper does, that gives you a real head start defensively. And I thought their defense was good enough to play, you know, good enough to beat a team that right now is not connected on offense. I don't think they're the best defensive team in the league, but, you know, they were certainly good enough in that area Saturday, and offensively, they did exactly what they had to do.
So Studi didn't play, and he was their third leading scorer. And if you look at the box score, they did a good job on Michi Johnson. I mean, he had 8 points. He was 2 of 7. A lot of times he was defended well. He did not do a good job on B.J. Mack. I felt like all three of his three-point attempts were wide open. But you got 12 from Davis, 11 from Murray Boyles, and you mentioned Cooper as well, who did a great job at the defensive end. All three of those guys fissioned double figures, which, again, they didn't kill you with Michi and Mack. It was a combination of some other guys as well.
I thought the 12 from Davis might have been the most significant because Studi didn't play. Studi averaged about 9.5. The guy that started in his place scored about 3 more than his average. And 3 more than Studi's average. 3 more than they normally get from that spot. So I thought he filled in very nicely there. I don't think Studi not playing was an issue for them at all. You know, they played next man up. I mean, they did. And that guy started and played a heck of a game.
Yeah. Hey, harvest your best deals at WT Equipment. It's the value bonanza. Right now, get New Holland Workmaster, PowerStar, Boomer, or T5 Series tractors with incredible deals to start off your 2024. Hey, whatever the job, these fuel-efficient, versatile tractors help you get it done. Hurry by WT Equipment. There's locations all over the state. You can find one near you at WTEquip.com. WT Equipment, they're your partner in progress.
I think one of the things that stood out to me during the course of not just this game, but at points this season, is Arkansas's inability to get to the hole at times consistently. And Eric Musselman got asked about, hey, just beating guys off the dribble, basket cuts, and kind of offense overall. Here's what he said about kind of that whole ensemble.
Yeah, I think when you can beat your man off the dribble and then find a teammate, that's the start. We have a lot of guys right now that don't know how to set their man up off the ball. I mean, if you watch guys trying to get open, we don't get open enough. We don't cut hard enough. All areas that we've got to continue to try to talk to the team, show them. You got to have guard play to beat people off the bounce. And then even, I mean, they had one-on-one situations at their end where they, you know, BJ Mack backed us down. I haven't seen us do that enough 1 through 5 position.
And you think about, again, I referenced some players, Audis Tony, great back cutter, Justin Smith, great back cutter, JD Notte, great penetrator, Anthony Black, same way, can consistently get to the rim, use that ball screen, set the guys up like he's talking about. And I thought Devo Davis did that at times early in the ball game, but they have not had, whether it's Ellis, Minifield, Blocker, or Devo, like they're, I don't think any of those fours just like they can get to the hole at any time they want to. A lot of time, again, there's the contested shots, which they haven't made, but that's another just issue of this basketball team, unfortunately.
Well, they didn't get to the foul line enough in the first half. You know, you could, I think at one point, you know, the disparity in favor of South Carolina was pretty significant. I know as the game moved on, that kind of changed. But I didn't think early on they got to the foul line enough. You know, here's the thing.
3 of 4
right
in the first half.
Yeah.
Compared to 10 of 13.
Right. Here's the thing. And look, if it's fertile ground right now, if you want to talk about what's wrong with this team, because they're not getting to the hole. And when they get there, they're not playing through contact. When the other team gets to the hole, they are playing through contact. Lots of times the ball's not stopped when the other team penetrates. Arkansas's not getting out on the three-point shooter. They're a half-second late on a lot of them. And they don't turn the ball over. They don't turn the other team over enough. They don't steal it enough. They don't score in transition enough. They get beat in transition a lot. I just think you can point to everything right now. And again, I'm not piling on. It's just the truth, and they know that, and I'm not saying anything they don't know. I will say, though, that there is still enough talent there, and I know that what they're coaching's not any different than what they coached a year ago. I know their message is not any different today than it was 365 days ago or you know, 2 years ago or 3 years ago, for whatever reason. And I can't put my finger on it. I'll be very honest with you. I'm hard-pressed to explain it. It's just not worked so far.
Well, I think one of the things that, again, maybe it's hindsight 2020, maybe I'm saying something different by the end of the season, they pulled out smaller guards in the portal. And I think we saw a Chris Likes experiment 2 years ago that I thought he was going to shy away from. He didn't get any like 5'7", 5'6", guy on this roster, but when he has plucked guys out of the portal a good chunk of times, and again, Mark's 6'6", he's the outlier. Battles listed 6'5", he's like 6'2". They don't have the same, again, girth and size, not just from a height standpoint, but a strength. And when we talk about their inability to finish at the rim, one of those reasons is they're just frailer than they usually are. They're not as strong, they're not as physical, and they're not as tall. So the ideology that Eric Musselman has used to have success here in Fayetteville, he's used it with bigger dudes. And you've had success with bigger dudes. And the one guy that's still having success with this philosophy and this offensive mantra is the one guy that's 6'6", actually 6'6", and Tremont Mark. So next year, I would expect I could be wrong, but the guys that he's going to pull out of the portal are going to be much more of the last 3 years than we've seen than we've seen this last transfer portal class.
Maybe. I don't think, for example, their struggles at point guard are because they're not tall enough. I don't think that's the issue there. I hear what you're saying, and I'm not being disagreeable. I just don't think that's necessarily been the issue at point guard, for example. Maybe at some other spots. I think he's going to go after tough guys. You know, you rattled off some names a little bit ago. Tough guys. Audis Tony, tough dude. Justin Smith, big tough guy. Jalen Smith, tough kid. You know, those are the guys you win with. I was thinking this morning about, before I came on, about some of the great Arkansas teams. And, you know, even back to Eddie Sutton. But, you know, we had some bad dudes out there. Corey Beck, bad dude. Alvin Robertson, bad dude. Darryl Walker, bad dude. I mean, you got some guys out there that are tough. You got some toughness. And I think that's what they'll go after in the portal. He's really said that. He said that on his radio show a few weeks back. He said, well, we go into the portal this time, and of course they will. Toughness is the thing they're going to look for first, because I think we are seeing you cannot win in this league without it.
And I will say, again, I think every fan would love Eric Musselman to have to worry about game planning for NCAA tournament games and recruiting at the same time, because it would be four straight appearances, and maybe it gets to that point. But I guess the only luxury you can look at if this team continues on a trajectory standpoint is their sole focus will be on recruiting. So maybe a guy or two that they may have missed out on this upcoming cycle because of an NCAA turn. I'm trying to find positives in a way.
Well, the guys you're going to be after, a lot by and large, are going to be playing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if your season ends without a postseason appearance, the guys that you want, you know, they're still going to be playing.
That's a good point. Yeah. So, I'm trying to find some light at the end of the tunnel. It's just hard to do this morning.
Look, there's Ty clutching at straws. There he is. He's clutching the straw.
Chuck, Tommy thinks by Friday I will predict Arkansas to beat Kentucky. And I said there is asterisk around that if they win on Wednesday.
Are you going
night.
To game day? You going to go?
Oh, he's already making signs, Chuck. Are what are you talking about? He bought his chest paint yesterday.
Tommy's going to have to work the car
he's
remote.
Got body
you
going to
make a morning rush sign? Put it up there, man?
Yeah, with our hitthatline.com and how to listen and all that. No, I am excited because, again, this is something I've waited on for 20-plus years, and they're finally coming to Bud.
Well,
this
here
is,
you are, man. This here is you just, are. Today's your day.
It's a terrible time, though. I mean, you come in the last 3 years.
You'd like
years,
a rain check, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Like Jay Williams was pushing it. They were in Cameron a couple weeks ago, and Shambi or O'Brien asked him, like, hey, where do you want to go? Where have you not been? And he was like, I want to go to Fayetteville.
This is a tribute to the history of this Razorback basketball program. Does it have anything to do with what happened this past Saturday? Absolutely not. It has to do with Nolan Richardson and Eddie Sutton and what Muss has done the last 3 years prior to this one. It's about the history of our program and the history of this building.
Well, then play
It'll
like
it.
It'll
be a lot more about Kentucky.
Oh, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just telling you why they're coming. I'm
then
telling
play
you why
like
they're coming.
Not, no, I'm not mad at you. Then play like it, guys. Damn it. I mean, the last 3 years, Jalen, Justin, all these guys, they didn't put all the hard hours of work for you guys to blank the bed this year. ESPN put you on primetime. Hell, they thought you were going to beat South Carolina Saturday. So, we'll bring game day. They'll be 2-4. They'll at least beat South Carolina. ESPN execs, SEC execs thought you were going to be good this year.
They bet on you.
And to this point, you suck. Turn it around this week against a ranked opponent on a Wednesday night and beat the absolute tar off those bastard Wildcats on Saturday.
Ah, man.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com. TRUGREEN.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. and you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The Arlington Resort Hotel and Spa in downtown Hot Springs, Arkansas is the perfect destination for your next getaway. Join them for a romantic Valentine's Day getaway with a special dinner or romance package. Or if you're coming to town for live racing, they've got room for you every weekend, including Martin Luther King Day weekend and President's Day weekend. Experience all the luxury and hospitality of a Grand Southern Hotel. The accommodations are sure to please everyone. Visit ArlingtonHotel.com for more details. That's ArlingtonHotel.com.
Call or text the McLarty Daniel Hotline at 877-377-6963. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
When you're looking for a new car, you want to shop for a vehicle you love with an organization you trust. You've probably heard that McLarty Daniel means making deals, but what I'm inspired by the most is that McLarty Daniel means making a difference in our community. When you buy a vehicle with McLarty Daniel, you reinvest right here in the community, in our schools, in our little leagues, in our food banks, and our people. So you're not just making a purchase, you're making a difference too. Come see us at any of our six locations in Northwest Arkansas.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
You ever get so frustrated that you just want to go in the room and scream? I think that's where Ty is right now, basketball team. He just needs to go in a room, shut the door, yell every profanity that like pops into your head, get it out of your system. Oh,
and he's got to live.
And then walk back out and say, okay, everything's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I uttered two swear words that are legal according
must
to
the we swear. FCC. Must we swear.
In the 6 o'clock hour, I'd get away with it. You're way more professional than I am. I don't know you to utter
somewhere
those words.
In here is a bar of soap, young man.
Yeah. My dad's not listening that hour, so I can get away with saying some of those scenes. He's still not the biggest fan of when he hears me swear. Nevertheless, I was not swearing watching that game last night on CBS between Josh Allen and Buffalo Bills. But I'll tell you something. Were you?
I was pulling for Buffalo.
I was too, but I'll tell you, some Bills fans, they were swearing after this missed field goal.
Sean McDermott, after his 1-for-3 performance last week, he says, has tremendous support in the building. If he has to make one for us, with the game on the line, he will. 44 yards, Bass. No, he doesn't make it. Wide right.
No, Buffalo Bills fans know all about the 90s and what happened then. But this is their 90s Super Bowls. It's Patrick Mahomes, and now three straight times, once in Orchard Park, once or twice in Arrowhead. You can't beat this guy if you're a Buffalo Bill fan in the playoffs. You can beat him in the regular season. You can't find a way to beat him in the playoffs. It's unbelievable.
That was a great call by Jim Nantz. But have you heard Kevin Harlan's call on the radio? Kevin Harlan, I think, is just the best in the business. I've just for years thought he was the best that there is. But it was jubilation for the Chiefs, and you know you kind of paint the picture, so to speak, and the way those Chiefs players were jumping around when he missed that field goal, it was just such a perfect call the way he summed it up. But I don't think anybody expected it to go wide right. I certainly didn't. I thought, You know, I thought Mahomes had too much time. I mean, I thought Mahomes is still going to win the game.
Yes.
But I thought he'd make the field goal.
And that gets lost in the fact of missing the field goal. It was going to be, what, four? It's like 4 minutes and change.
Well, it was a minute 49. Yeah, a minute 49.
Okay, I think the drive. He still had
plenty of time.
Plenty of time. But I thought, you know, Romo said at the conclusion of the game, Patrick Mahomes has never not played in the AFC Championship game. I mean, that just think about that for a minute.
I don't think we appreciate the greatness that we're witnessing enough because we just saw the greatest quarterback of all time retire. And unfortunately, we only got to see two postseason appearances between Brady and Mahomes, the AFC Championship game, which was epic a few years ago where the Patriots moved on, and then when the Bucks beat the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl as well. Guys, this kid's unbelievable. He is unbelievable. And I call him a kid because he plays like it. Like, he has that Brett Favre approach where you can tell he's having fun. He's so competitive. And I'm not a huge fan of his family. I love watching him play. I'm not a Chiefs fan. But you throw that with the Taylor Swift stuff and everything. He's just a winner. He's just an absolute winner. And even if you are a Buffalo fan, a Cincinnati fan, a Baltimore fan, you got to give this guy credit because what he does, and this offense was terrible this year by Andy Reid standards. And in the biggest game of this season, they have the best offensive performance that they've had all year in Buffalo.
Well, I don't disagree with anything you just said.
I think they're coming on at the right time. And if you don't believe they're a threat to win the whole thing, then I guess, you know, you're probably going to lose some money is what I guess, because I just think that all the drops and all the things that have plagued them all year, they're finding ways to score points, and they're starting to obviously play their best football at the right time.
Well, you know, you think about all the buildup to Mahomes versus Allen, and it certainly matched the buildup. Now you got Mahomes and Lamar.
Yeah.
I mean, think about what kind of game that's going to be.
And it's going to – I don't think – again, the NFC Championship is nowhere going to reach the degree of watchability that we're seeing with the MVP.
I don't know. The Lions, man. The Lions are America's team right now.
We're going to hear from Frank Ragnow coming up and Dan Campbell. Ragnow was – he's gutting it out right now and still a huge part of that team. But I will say I would love to see the Lions get there. I just don't know if they're going to be able to go to San Francisco. But they keep on winning too. That's another team that just for whatever reason this year just keeps finding ways to win. And
did Greenlaw have him a game or what?
He sure did, man. He sure did. I'm going to be pulling for the Lions and – when Dre Greenlaw makes a play for the Niners, I'll say great play, Dre Greenlaw.
I don't know really who had the better game because it's hard to say, you know, well, Ragnow didn't have the better. I mean, because we just view centers and their performance, but he had a heck of a game, too.
And he's going against Vita Vea, who's one of the best defensive tackles.
Second-team All-Pro.
Yeah,
I mean.
Second-team All-NFL. Mm-hmm.
I know interceptions stand out over the performance of a center, but. You know, it'd be hard to say that Greenlaw played worlds better than what Ragnow did. Only a true football trained eye could understand
and
that.
And I'm a terrible Packers fan, but I found myself so Love throws those two picks, and I'm like, oh, what the? And then I see who picked it off. I'm like, okay, I kind of like that. Like he had two picks in that game.
One quick thing about Greenlaw before we go on. I know people were saying he should have gotten down, and I guess in terms of logic, he should have. But he was a competitor, man. Even right down to the very last second, the stiff arm of the guy that was trying to tackle him, he was competing to the last second. And I love that about him. I know it wasn't the smartest play, but I love the way he competes.
Yeah.
Hey, sports fans, don't let plumbing issues throw you off your game. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric is here to tackle those pesky drain blockages and ensure your water heater is always in MVP form. With Pascal's world-class service, you can count on a winning play every time. Whether it's a quick drain clear or a water heater touchdown, Pascal's got the expertise to keep your home running smoothly. Stay in the game and leave the plumbing to the pros. Schedule your service online anytime at gopascal.com. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
David is in South Arkansas this morning. He has some thoughts on the NFL games over the weekend. David, welcome in.
Good morning, gentlemen. 36 degrees of cold rain, but an absolutely beautiful morning this morning. Anyway, my favorite cover, yes, is Sidney Moncrief one is awesome. But what's really cool about that, you'll notice that Texas dude has his eyes closed. It's like, oh, God, this is about to happen to me. I can't watch. But, Tommy, I got some officiating questions for you, if I could, please.
Come on.
Okay, these NFL games have crews made up of, I guess, picked refs from different crews. So I'm assuming this is like only the first or second time they work together. Does that affect, I see a lot of calls which I question. I'm not saying blown calls, missed calls. But if a crew has been working together all year, they know positioning, they know tendencies, they know this guy's going to call this guy's going to call that area. Is that affected in any way? And I said, I saw some yesterday in a Chiefs fan. Of course I'm biased. Of course I am. But it looked like a punt returner was on his knees, got nailed, no late hit. That touchdown, I'm still not certain that the ball made it across the pylon for Buffalo. Also, that was a very, very quick replay. Travis Kelce, they went on for about 5 minutes. I mean, Hardman's fumble, they went on for about 5 minutes. Buffalo scores that touchdown. I was like, well, that was a quick replay. Yeah, touchdown. But I just wondered about tendencies like that, guys working together. If you could just give, oh, and my main question, how come a runner is not called for illegal hands to the face when he can grab a face full of face masks, but an offensive lineman can get called for it, a defensive lineman can get called for it, but a runner does not get called for hands to the face, even with a fist full of face masks? Go Chiefs. Thank you, gentlemen, and have a good, safe day.
All right, to your question about crews, they do work in the same crew all season long, but it's based on best at position, or by ranking at position and getting there. And I still like the idea, particularly with these games that matter the most, that we're going to put the best you got available on the field. So as far as does it mess with crew dynamics, to a degree, but all of these guys are so vastly experienced. I mean, you don't get to the NFL by not being the best, the absolute best at what you do. And you think about how good these players are at what they do. There's fewer officials than there are, I mean, when you think about crews and the number of crews and how many referees or line judges or umpires or back judges there are, there's really not that many. So to be in the top four in the league, that's who you want out there. So all of these guys are so vastly experienced. I don't think the crew dynamics are sacrificed to a great degree to hamper the game. I think you put your best out there.
Do I need to send a strong worded email to Roger Goodell on why you're not getting called up?
No, that'd be because I'm not good enough. That'd be the answer. Okay.
Well, staying on the course of the NFL conversation, Chuck, you referenced Ray Greenlaw, and I apologize that we're an hour and a half into the show this morning. We still hadn't talked about him extensively, so I'll do that now. Man, he had himself a heck of a game on Saturday night.
Yeah, I mean, two picks, and you know the one that sealed the deal. I mean, that was a great game for him.
Yeah, he was unbelievable when it comes to. I mean, you think about that. The interceptions that he had that game, and just, again, back-to-back plays.
Third down, Love, the time again. High throw, and it's picked off. Dre Greenlaw has it. Cutting back, Greenlaw still on his feet, and now is taken down, and there's the big play the Niners get on defense.
So that was the first one, tip from Jordan Love, and then second one really sealed the game.
Love. Pressure up the middle, runs away, throws across his body, and that is picked. 49ers have it. Greenlaw still up. He needs to get down. Greenlaw still on his feet.
He's got to go down.
Just go down, and the game's over. San Francisco takes over.
So, that play that you referenced earlier, Chuck, it was funny to hear Kyle Shanahan's comments directly after the game.
Hey, I can't tell you how awesome Greenlaw is. I love Dre. And there was about 3 seconds where I didn't. I couldn't. I wanted to run on the field and tackle him myself. I wanted him to get down. But once he did, then the love came back. He's a hell of a dude and hell of a player, and fortunate to have him on our team.
I just think it's cool. The NFC Championship features two prominent Razorbacks. One's, again, Minnesota kid and Frank Ragnow, who came to Fayetteville. The other is a Fayetteville kid and Dre Greenlaw. Both had massive games. And you kind of spoke to it earlier. We don't necessarily give the just do a lot of times the offensive lineman. But if you remember that Lions final touchdown, he's the one that cleared out Vita Vea. And either it was either Gibbs or their other running back that just ran right through the middle to score that touchdown.
And Chuck, both have incredible personal stories in their journey to get to this point. And, you know, Ragnow's is probably a little more public because of the loss of his father. And I think most fans were that have followed him are aware of that. And that, you know, that's a lot for anyone at that age to overcome. And Dre Greenlaw's background and his story is very interesting too, and in the challenges he had in his youth growing up. Both of them to be at this point, man, it's a really neat, cool story to see the success they've had and to champion their success.
Well, the odds are 1,000,000 to 1.
Well, even under the best of circumstances.
Yeah.
But they've not exactly had the easiest of circumstances, is my point.
I was going to say, when you take the odds and then you compound all that, and, Dre Greenlaw really is living out the impossible dream. If you really know his story, and I'm talking about the Fayetteville people, not the Razorback people that live in Fayetteville. I'm talking about the Fayetteville people. This town took care of Dre Greenlaw, and this town loves Dre Greenlaw. Deeply loves Dre Greenlaw. And I'm talking about Fayetteville people. Couldn't be happier for him. Happy for Frank Ragnow. And, I remember when Frank was here, and, he's gone through some things. After the loss of his dad. And, everybody goes through stuff. And these guys certainly have. It's not easy for anyone to get to where they've gotten. And couldn't be happier for both of them. I mean, just incredible stories. And, they've beaten every odd that you could have out there.
So you think about the setup for this weekend. You've got two of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League, and Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes, who you brought up earlier. That game will be in Baltimore this weekend. And then you've got two Razor, and I guess technically three if you want to include Brandon Allen. And I know Dan Skipper and Jerry Jacobs as well. But you think about it's more Ragnow and Dre Greenlaw. But, guys, I would think a good chunk of our audience. So the first game's the 2 o'clock one between the Ravens and the Chiefs on CBS. And then you got 5:30 between the Lions and 49ers. You got a great quarterback duel and then great Razorback connections on the other side. So I would say a good chunk of our audience that are, I wouldn't say, are Chiefs, Ravens, Lions, or 49ers fans are going to pay attention this weekend.
Well, Detroit's the team that's kind of captured everybody's imagination. Dan Campbell's a guy that every guy wishes he was. He's that guy. I mean, he's propelled that team to a spot that I don't think anybody thought they'd get to. And I think they've done it in large part just on the sheer force of his personality and the willingness and the players play for him, man. I mean, they play for him. And so I think a lot of people will pay attention to that game, just regardless of the players who are playing. Just the fact that Detroit's there, the Lions are there, and it's a novel story right now.
Well, and we love to root for the under. I mean, it's just ingrained.
Absolutely.
It's in our genetic DNA as sports fans. If we don't have a team we're rooting for, we root for the underdog.
Yeah, and here's the thing, and this is what I...
Ever since Rocky came out, we root for the underdog. Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, I love Dre Greenlaw, but I hate the Niners. I mean, I've hated the Niners back since,
You can't be a Cowboys fan and hate... And, exactly.
But... I am always pulling for Dre Greenlaw.
Well, I think what's important kind of talking point when it comes to the Detroit Lions is 2 years ago, they were 3-13. And when Cincinnati made the Super Bowl a couple years back, they had an atrocious record as well. Burrow got injured and their season was lost. That, I'm always going to be a college football guy first. That's just what I was born and raised on. I love the National Football League. I love fantasy football. It's a big part of my life. But that makes the NFL to a certain extent better, is you do have more parity. You have these teams, then you still have, again, alpha dogs like Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, who, Tommy, you mentioned every single year he's been in the AFC Championship at least. But then you have these stories that you don't necessarily get in the college football landscape. And I know it was a little different the last 2 years with Washington and TCU maybe making it. But traditionally, the national champions are blue bloods. That's who you see every time. In the NFL, you can come out of the woodwork because of the change in scheduling, the draft order position, and kind of the different inner workings of that setup that I think make it more appealing nationally than college football because of the parity in the sport.
You know, there's something to be said for that. I mean, it just kind of depends on what you like. I mean, your points are well made, and that is why a lot of people like the NFL. I think Detroit's situation, you know, you look at the way they've drafted, the way they've developed. I do think that, you know, there's a little more of an appeal to a college fan, you know, with a guy like Campbell and the way they play, and they're a little more rah-rah. I think that appeals more to college fans and maybe pro fans. But they've performed. They've drafted well. They've developed, and they've got an eye for talent, evidently. But I do think the biggest thing is they've gotten the right guy to coach that football team, and they play for him, and that matters a lot.
Yeah, there is going to be a very interesting storyline heading into this weekend with the San Francisco 49ers. Debo Samuel's status, where they're 0-2, I think, without him this season after he got injured earlier this year. If he can't go, Brock Purdy's not looked the same with him out of the lineup and didn't look the same at that point at certain segments of that game. So, again, Detroit's odds, I think, got significantly better if he's not able to play this Sunday.
Yeah, I don't know what his status is. I mean, it's Monday morning. I would imagine if he can get out of bed, he'll play. I can't imagine anything other than a really serious injury, being hurt, keeping you out of the game. I would expect him to play. Hey, let's pause just for a second. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. You know, this is the time of year when obviously you want to make sure your heater's working right. And pipes are an issue right now. We just came through that. It's not quite so bad this time around. But, you know, you want to make sure everything's in working order. This is not the time of year to have a problem. And I want to recommend Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric to you. If you're in Northwest Arkansas, you know about them. They've been around for over 50 years. If you're able to hear my voice right now, they're probably servicing your area. And if they're not, they're going to be there. They're in Arkansas, Missouri. They're in Texas now. They're all over, Oklahoma. And what you're going to find with Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, number one, they're Arkansas-owned, they're Arkansas-operated. They've got a protection program that's going to keep you humming year-round. It's going to take away the worry. It's going to let you know at all times that whatever happens, you're going to be taken care of. They've also got a lot of no-interest financing options. They've got, if you need a whole new system, they've got the way to get you into that and make it affordable for you, too. Professional people, professional service. You can contact them. You can schedule your appointment at gopascal.com.
So I want to come back to Arkansas basketball again, a 13-point loss to the South Carolina Gamecocks on Saturday. And one of the reasons you lost that game is because you got guys like BJ Mack that were filling it up from 3, 9 of 18. And evidently, again, this is just another area that Arkansas hasn't been successful in this year.
We haven't guarded the 3 all year. Again, it's our issue to fix as a staff, but we're doing the same drills we did when we led the nation in defending 3, and I don't like to talk about the past, but I have found myself doing that a lot this year. I mean, we know who their shooters are. We knew BJ, we talked about it. They're all assigned to color on the strength of shooting ability. You've got to be able to guard. I mean, we played zone, we played switch pick and roll. We had tried everything tonight and none of it was successful. And it's not going to be successful unless everybody's connected, everybody's communicating on the floor. Doesn't matter if you play zone, play man, trap. So again, that's the toughness, the effort, all that stuff's got to improve.
So they're 177th this year against defending the 3-point law. And that is, again, one of the many areas that they've struggled in. Chuck, you made a great point earlier about South Carolina's field goals. Their first 10 of 11 were an assist. 71% of their made field goals, 20 of 28 were assisted. They were just moving the ball at will on Arkansas at times, and a lot of times that comes back to straight line drives where Arkansas would allow the defense would get sucked in, and then Mack or whoever else would have a good look at a 3.
Yeah, they did a lot of things right. I mean, they made hard cuts. They passed the ball well. They would beat Arkansas off the dribble, and They would hit their, you know, they would hit the open guy with a pass that allowed him to be in a position to shoot. And the shooters did a good job of putting themselves in a position to get the pass and catch and shoot. And, hey, they scored off the pick and pop. I mean, they scored off the dribble drive. I mean, they, again, when you have 10 assists and 11 baskets, to say you're sharing the ball really understates it. You're clicking on all cylinders when you're scoring like that.
Yeah, and it's a, again, Arkansas doesn't exactly have an easy task this week. It's more of a gauntlet going to Ole Miss on Wednesday night, 8 o'clock game, where the Pavilion, I would guess, is going to have a lot of people in attendance for Chris Beard in year one. And then this Saturday with game day coming to town, Kentucky coming to town. It just, it does not get any easy. And then again, I said it earlier, and I said it many times, I felt like Arkansas had a tougher, easier front-loaded schedule where the in terms of the degree of difficulty, and you were going to see tougher teams in the back end and in the middle. Well, you didn't, again, you didn't take advantage of those games for the most part.
Two of the best four teams in the league, in my opinion, you play this week. So, I mean, this is a tough week. And, you know, you got another chance to defend your home floor, but it's going to be against what I think is one of the best two or three teams in the league right now. And Ole Miss start off red hot this year. Chuck, I got them in my top third in the league. I think a lot of people do.
Well, when you're not playing well, every game's tough. And when you're not playing well, it never gets any easier. Three of the next four games are on the road. I mean, we're talking about this week. You got Ole Miss and then Kentucky at home, but the next week you go to Mizzou and to LSU. So you got three of your next four on the road and your home game's against Kentucky.
Yeah.
So, again, when you're not playing well, everything looks daunting. Mm-hmm. And right now they're not playing well. So, you know, if they're playing well, you look at that and you go, hey, you know, Missouri, LSU, those are winnable ball games. You can go on the road and beat those guys. Won there before. But when you're not playing well, you look at every game and you think, man, I hope we can find a way to win.
One of the things they were able to do offensively earlier this week against A&M was push the basketball, pace of play, and Musk really wants them to get back to that.
If you guys ever see me tell the team to hold up and walk it up, that would be the first time that we've ever done it in the 10 years that I've coached college. You know, so we need our point guards to push the ball with pace, and we need our wings to run, and we need a big to be a rim runner. All things that we talk about every day in our opportunity break. And they do a pretty good job of transition defense, too. I mean, South Carolina is a really, really good defensive team.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com. TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, everybody. This is Chris George from Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Christmas gifts, weddings, heirloom family treasures. And at Joshua's Fine Jewelry, we only have one sale every year, and it's right now. Every single item in our store is value priced for Christmas. We do custom one-of-a-kind jewelry. If that's what you're looking for, come see us. You can get anything fixed for a Christmas gift. Selection, quality, service, and Christmas red tag prices now through Christmas at Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville. Russellville.
Have you tried Bentonville Brewing's new Space Goose Hazy India Pale Ale? It's handcrafted in Arkansas. You'll taste the great tropical citrus, including the passion fruit, the guava, and pineapple. It's creamy, zingy, and zows the taste buds. It's weird, wonderful, and wacky all at the same time. Try the new Space Goose Hazy India Pale Ale from Bentonville Brewing.
You got some Arkansas Razorbacks that are front and center at the NFC Championship this weekend. We spoke praises to Gray Greenlaw, who had a fantastic game this weekend against the Green Bay Packers. Frank Ragnow did as well. You can tell there's a lot of pride in Detroit fans in their starting center, and vice versa with Ragnow in Detroit.
To me, the pain, I'm not trying to sound like some brute tough guy here, but I was just more frustrated than anything, the fact that it's just, again, you know. It was tough, but it's worth it.
What allows you to play your next?
My parents, I don't know. My dad was one of the toughest people I've ever met. My mom's one of the toughest people I've ever met. And I just take a lot of pride in being out there with the guys, being out there for the city. They signed me to this extension a few years ago, and I want to be fulfilling that, you know. I don't want to be that guy who gets paid and not doing that stuff, you know. I want to be out there and finding a way to win.
That's a football guy, Chuck. I mean, if you watched him on the sidelines, he was grimacing a good chunk of the times every time the television kind of panned to him. But he played regardless. He's going to play this Sunday.
Yeah, offensive lineman, man. I mean, he's got that mentality. Really, really happy for Frank. I mean, he good guy. And, you know, as we discussed a little bit earlier, I mean, beating the odds and living out what seems to be an impossible dream. And so good for him. Good for Dre. And I hope both of them have great games.
Yep. And hopefully, again, it ends up being a great one this weekend. I know that the basketball side of things have not gone according to plan to this point in time, but you do have College Game Day coming to Fayetteville this weekend.
And now, look, Arkansas is getting ready to play South Carolina. And next week, getting you ready. Live from Fayetteville. First time the show has been there.
All right, rank Reese Davis's.
Oh.
So we call from 1 to 10.
Not very good.
Minus 2, but we can work on that.
Okay.
I mean, there's some foundation blocks there we can build upon, but we got to rearrange a few things.
10 o'clock this Saturday on ESPN. First time, as you heard Reese Davis say, that game day basketball version has ever been to Fayetteville. So I know you're, again, conference-wise, you hadn't started where you want to. Really, this season hasn't gone, but it'd be nice if they played like the Arkansas basketball program we've come to know this Saturday.
Man, if they had game day in college baseball, they'd be getting mail here. But mm-hmm. You know, they don't. So I mean, it's only the second time game day program has been to our city. Period.
I don't watch the basketball game day as much as I have the football game day. I don't know how much viewership they have. Do they come inside the arena or do they do it outside?
It'll be inside. So okay. You'll have.
I was trying to figure out where they would set up in there.
I'm
sure they've planned it out.
Yeah, I'm curious which.
I think in your chair. I think they're going to sit in your seat.
That's
actually.
Fine. Yeah. That's fine.
Keep it warm.
They can try to look around Mush too. You know, they can lean to the left, lean to the right, stand up. And
you probably got the best worked out obliques of anybody. All that back and forth motion.
I'm going to tell you something. Woo! He moves around. He really does.
Oh, man. Yeah, that advantage point. I still remember when you and Z, Chuck, were doing, when we were in Hinkle Fieldhouse, and you guys were kind of up on, like, the second level trying to do the game. I know, again, that's not.
That's the best place to do a game. If you go to a lot of the new NBA arenas, that's the way they have it set up now. The radio guys, the broadcast guys are at that mezzanine level. It's really the best place to do a game because it's like watching a game on television. It's the same angle. Whereas when you're right there on the floor, you've got officials, players, coaches. It's really the worst seat in the house. But that's, for some reason, in college, that's the way it's done. In the NBA, they don't do it like that. And it's a terrible basketball seat. Does it sound like I'm lobbying for a different spot? Does it sound like I'd like a different spot when they renovate the arena?
I think it does.
I don't think they're listening. But you know, but yeah. I mean, I don't even know what you ask about. I just saw an opportunity to get a plug in there. Well, so I did.
Jay Billis is going to sit in your seat. That's all I'm. Yeah. That's all I've been told.
Yeah, okay. That's right. Game day. That's where we were.
Yeah, game day. And by the end of this week, my prediction is it's Monday. Ty thinks he'll never win again by Saturday.
Ty, he'll have a sign.
By Saturday, he'll have a sign. He'll have body paint, and he'll be predicting the Hogs win by 10.
They went on Wednesday.
You should body surf down the student section. Yeah. That's what you should.
You know, the only disappointing aspect.
They gained
of this
too much weight to do that.
Let's cut that out. I'm skinnier now than I was in college. The only disappointing aspect of this is I'm not going to be the student that's going to be shooting for $10,000.
Is that
going to
happen?
I think so. Unless they changed it up.
Remember the night the student made it and his foot was on the line and Shanklin waved it off and Broyles came down there and they were booing. That was a good moment.
A ringside seat for that.
And Frank, if I remember correctly,
I don't remember.
Pulled money or did something and paid the guy.
It wasn't out of his own pocket, I can assure you.
I think the university ended up paying because the whole reason that it was waved off was because the insurance company wouldn't pay. Because if your foot's on the line, the insurance company's not going to pay the money. All that stuff's insured. And I do think, if I recall correctly, that ultimately somebody that's old enough to remember may correct me, but if I remember right, the university ended up paying him out of university money. Because there was a backlash and there was a sponsor involved. the students got after the sponsor pretty good during the course of the game. Great moments in Razorback history right there, guys.
And so they've actually had another one in like 2014 or whatever. A kid's name's Brandon. I actually know him that hit a half-court shot and won money as well. So you've had two times.
What is it? Layup, free throw, three-pointer, then the half-court shot, right?
And it was it was nothing but net. And that one that you guys referenced was also pretty cool. So maybe it happens.
Somebody won $10,000 over the weekend on that putting thing, you know, where you putt from one end of the floor to the other. And some guy won $10,000 over the weekend.
Maybe harder than the half-court shot.
Absolutely.
I think it was in Terre Haute. Indiana State.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Home of Larry.
I remember it happened at Ole Miss, I think, one year.
Home of Larry Bird, those cheating 79 Sycamores. Beat Arkansas.
He traveled, man.
Sydney got tripped and they called a walk. I mean, just still BS because they wanted Magic and Larry in the championship where Larry got railed and it wasn't even a good game.
But that team was connected.
Evidently we don't know what's going on.
Yeah, we're not connected.
This year's word is connected.
I wasn't a huge fan.
Get connected.
I said it. Listen, I admit it.
That word's been around for a couple years. It's more prominent this year, though.
Team needs a good buzzword, and this year it's connected.
Yeah, the sport has.
Unfortunately, it's just not that.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent. Subscribe to the Hit That Line Podcast Network, the best podcast in the Natty State. Just search Hit That Line wherever you listen to podcasts.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.